John, wouldn't you say that what we're dependent on, we call reality, and what we don't like, we consider an intrusion in our life? Consequently, I feel that what's happening is that we're continually being intruded upon.
That would make us very unhappy.
Or we surrender to it and call it culture.
Call it culture.
Or whatever.
Give me an example. What would be an intrusion on your life, for instance, that you would call culture?
Well, this weekend I was on the beach.
Yes.
And on the beach these days are transistor radios.
Yes.
Blaring out rock and roll.
Yes.
All over.
Yes. And you didn't enjoy it?
Not particularly. I adjusted to it.
How?
By saying that, well, I thought of the sun and the sea as a lesser evil.
Well, you know how I adjusted to that problem of the radio in the environment. Very much as the primitive people adjusted to the animals which frightened them, and which probably, as you say, were intrusions. They drew pictures of them on their caves, and so I simply made a piece using radios. Now, whenever I hear radios, even a single one, not just 12 at a time, as you must have heard on the beach, at least, I think, well, they're just playing my piece.
That might help me next weekend.
Yeah, and I listen to it with pleasure. By pleasure, I mean I notice what happens. I can attend to it rather than, as you say, surrender. I can rather pay attention and become interested in the what it actually is that you're interested in is what superimposes what happens at the same time, together with what happens before and what happens after.
Yes, but I can't think unless thought is something of the past. The other night I met some friends in a place which I was very nostalgic about. I used to go there and talk a lot. No one could hear each other.
Because of this?
Because of this.
Yeah. Well, this brings up the remark of Satie's that what we need is a music which will not interrupt the noises of the environment. In other words, we might then need thoughts which would not impose upon the transistorized radios. All I'm trying to say is that this is a coin which has two sides, and that the say you think of your thoughts as the reality, or your conversation at least, that you wish to have as a reality, and the environment is an intrusion, then that sati remark just takes that coin, turns it over, and says the reality is the environment. What you want to do in it is an intrusion. And finally, the work of an artist, for instance, is it not an incisive intrusion? Because for heaven's sake, it didn't exist until the artist does it.